Kid News fans, are you looking for your next new adventure? There's a brand new podcast out now we think you and your family are going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. Here's a preview.
From the creators of Who Smarted, Starglow Media, comes a podcast full of mystery, adventure,
time travel and riddles,
and secret
math.
Get ready to listen, laugh, and learn with Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Tori. Today is Friday, March 22nd, 2024. And we begin with a Tennessee teen hooking quite a surprise at a local lake. 16-year-old Justin Wyrick didn't reel in bass as he'd hoped. On the end of his line, instead, an alligator. According to Outdoor Life magazine, it took him about 30 minutes to wrangle the 3 to 4 foot creature while his older brother called for help. Wildlife officer Rick Roberts thought the brothers were pulling his leg until he arrived on the scene and got an eyeful of the animal himself. Luckily for all involved, the water's cold temperatures had slowed the gator's reflexes. As for how it got there in the first place, the officer believes someone must have released it into the lake since the species is not native to the region. The reptile is at a local rescue center until a permanent home is found. An impressive literary debut for a pair of ninth grade siblings. High school freshmen Aiden and Eliana of Palo Alto, California, turned their love of electric cars and concern for the climate into a new 200-page book. In everything Tesla, from how they work to how fast they go and all the fun in between, the twins explore the impact of electric vehicles on the planet while also encouraging kids to pursue science and environmentalism. The teens, who met with multiple experts in the field, began work on what was originally a 20-page project back in fifth grade. And while the book is currently number one in the children's inventors category on Amazon, it wasn't all smooth sailing. Of being a kid author, Eliana told the Teslarati website, "Many people don't take you seriously." Do cell phones have a future in the classroom? Not if a majority of adults have their way. According to a new survey from Grinnell College, 57% are in favor of a total ban on smartphones in schools. The poll also reveals that parents have an appetite for stronger regulations when it comes to social media, with 55% supporting a ban on access until kids turn 16 due to concerns over its negative impact and harmful content. The new survey comes on the heels of the House's recent vote to ban TikTok in the U.S. This week, the Senate took its first steps on the issue by holding a classified briefing with national security officials, but a vote is reportedly months away. The Washington Post is reporting that some senators may hold a public hearing first so they can make their case to the American public. In other Kid News notes, there's no place like home. That famous line Dorothy repeats as she clicks her ruby slippers in the classic 1939 film The Wizard of Oz has taken on new meaning. The sequined shoes, one of the last remaining pair used in the film and valued at around $3.5 million, were stolen in 2005 from the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, which also happens to be actress Judy Garland's childhood home. At a special ceremony this week, FBI and police officers returned the shoes to their owner, collector Michael Shaw, along with a single red sequin found at the scene of the crime. The pricey props are now headed to the auction block and could, if local officials can raise the money, end up as part of the museum's permanent display. Kansas City Chiefs touchdown titan could be making a game plan for his second act. According to multiple reports, Travis Kelce is reportedly in talks to host a celebrity-focused reboot of the game show Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader for Amazon Prime Video. On past versions of the show, adult contestants would test their knowledge to see how it matched up to that of the average fifth grader, often leading to somewhat embarrassing results. Neither Amazon nor Mr. Kelce are commenting on the reports. Still to come, why Barbie may soon be giving Mickey a run for his money. But first, we want to wish Nora Olson of Bethesda, Maryland, a very happy birthday. Nora, a little bird, told us you're a big fan of all things space-related and like to listen to Kid News with your sister Elizabeth. Your family loves how you march to your own beat, and they hope you had the best birthday yet. Now, today's Kid News quiz. What did a 16-year-old angler unexpectedly reel in on his fishing line? An alligator. Two ninth graders have written a book spotlighting what electric vehicle? Tesla. What famous movie prop was recently returned to its owner? A pair of Dorothy's ruby red slippers. Which government body may hold a public hearing on banning TikTok? The Senate. In our Kid News kicker, Mattel continues to ride the Barbie wave. The company's first adventure park is set to open in Glendale, Arizona later this year, and in 2026, outside Kansas City, another one, with rides, immersive experiences, and themed dining based on Barbie, Hot Wheels, and other popular toys. Highlights include a larger-than-life Barbie beach house, the hotly anticipated Twin Mill Racer roller coaster, mini golf, and He-Man vs. Skeletor laser tag. Thanks again to the Olsen family of Bethesda, Maryland for sponsoring today's quiz, and a big happy birthday to Nora, who gets to celebrate with all her friends in Mrs. Basak's class at Wood Acres on their last day before spring break. And shout-outs to our other Kid News classrooms, Mrs. Shields and her wolves at Wanawoke Center School in Wanawoke, Wisconsin, Mrs. Salmeron and her eagles at Larson Heights School in Moses Lake, Washington, and Mrs. Hildner and her wildcats at Wild Oak School in Cape Carteret, North Carolina. Thanks for listening. Please check your emails for this week's word search and our website for the Week in Review quiz. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here for more Kid News Monday morning.